Mr. Leone, anything in rebuttal?
Two quick points. I think there's a little bit of confusion on Anthony v. Giffords in 1861 Massachusetts case. That case, in that case, the court stated two really important factors. First, even in 1861, that court recognized that seaweed is, quote, a marine product, not a product of the soil. Second, the court said, the appellees mentioned that seaweed is that is attached to the soil is privately owned. In that case, the court actually mentioned that only until detached from the bottom of the sea and thrown on the shore or beach does seaweed become owned by the private upland owner.
Is your position that we have facts that have to be resolved here?
Yes,
or is this,
something
we can decide as a matter of law?
We do.
Is there a dispute over the biology of rockweed?
Say again?
Is there a dispute regarding the biology of rockweed?
I don't think that there's a dispute that centers on an issue before the court.
Okay, but there's no factual dispute. We'll decide this is a question of law then, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You, so Leona, indicated your argument necessarily requires us to find that the fishing, that, quote, definition of fishing applies in this case.
If this court follows Justice Levy's concurring opinion or plurality opinion in McGarvey, and we look strictly through the scope of fishing and navigation, we think that a broad and generous interpretation of those terms incorporates harvesting of rockweed, a marine organism, from the sea.
It's fishing. Otherwise, you have no other basis to claim that it's not onto the soil, correct?
Well, it depends on how you interpret the public's access to the intertidal zone.
Exactly. And again, we also view this as a marine product. So does Anthony V. Giffords. So does DMR. And so do the stipulated facts on the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leone. We appreciate the briefs and argument of counsel. We will stand in recess.
All right. All persons, I have anything further to do before the Honorable Justice of the Supreme Court. Sitting with the law court, may enter the court and give their attendance here at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, as this court now stands adjourned. God save the state of Maine and this honorable court.